The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
You haven't been listening to a damn thing I've said, have you?
Sorry, I guess not.
Oh, and now you're fucking apologizing. Typical.
Okay, then I'm not sorry. What exactly do you want?
To confirm that you understand the plan for attacking the Boussons.
Oh. Oh, shit. That's what we're doing? Okay, refresh my memory.
I will go around the back once Major and Kaylock get here.
Major and Kaylock, they're alive? And happily married?
God damn it, Lock, you goopy snot motherfucker. You left my shotgun at home. On purpose.
Well, alive and married.
Karen, I promise you it was an accident. And you have your pistol. You'll be fine.
You're trying to do me in, Kayla. I fucking know it. You wanted me to fail. Since the day we got hitched.
Ah. I want nothing more than your success, Karen. I promise.
Well, would you two shut the fuck up? As I was saying, I will go around the back and...
That doesn't seem good. Fuck! Did they spot us?
Damn, someone must have tipped them off.
I will approach from the side. Cover me.
I fucking knew it. Run! Oh, you mucusy motherfucker.
Don't worry, Karen. After I take care of the Boussons, I'll be back with another grenade just for you.
Fuck! He's gonna beat us to it!
I am quaking in my boots. Look, I hope you brought more than grenades if you think you're gonna get in.
Of course. Now that you mention it, it's probably best if I take care of you first, dearest.
Is that my shotgun? You little fucking shit. I will blast you apart.
Marriage really suits them. Now what?
Now we pull ourselves the fuck together and try to get in there before...
Cass?
Oh, what now?
Rocket launcher on the roof. Is that Chris holding it?
I hate these meetings.
Sorry, who exactly are we seeing? I don't think I caught anything beyond you muttering, "He's not going to be happy," over and over again.
Stop. Just stop. This amnesia shit is getting old.
You're right. I'm so sorry for putting my confusion and need for help on my sister.
Fucking typical.
You know, Cass, it's comforting that in a universe of changes, your moodiness is a constant.
Oh, would you fuck off? Let's get this over with.
Come on in, gals.
You wanted us, Fix?
I sure did. Have a seat.
Oh, fuck.
Is there a problem?
You're Felix.
In the flesh, baby doll.
What's this about?
Listen, I know having a lady brain might have fried some things, but I think you know.
I can quite confidently say I do not.
Sit. So how exactly did your little enforcement trip go? I heard there were some issues, I think is putting it lightly.
Well, someone tipped off the Boussons, and they came out guns blazing before we even got the chance to get the damn door open.
And you have no inclination as to who that was?
No. No inclinations, Fix.
Allison, you have anything that you would like to share?
So much, yet nothing in particular to share. No.
Allison, why don't you step outside for a moment? I'd like to talk to Cassandra one-on-one.
You good, Cass?
What are you asking her for? I'm in charge here.
Ah, that you are. Right. Apparently you, Felix, are in charge, so I will wait outside. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. There's nothing to accuse you of because you didn't do anything wrong, right? Probably. As far as I know. I could beat the shit out of him. Yeah, I'm still pretty strong. I'll just beat the shit out of him. Problem solved. Piece of cake.
You're up.
Oh, good. That's just what I wanted, is some one-on-one time with Felix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Allison, join me a moment. Close the door if you would, babe.
Sure.
I would love to know your version of events.
Me too.
What was that?
So what happened is I...
You and your sister were supposed to lead a team to eliminate some of our competition. And instead, it sounds like we lost several of our people. They couldn't even recover all of Kalok. So what do you think must have happened?
Well, so Kalok is really a separate issue here.
What happened with the Boussons?
It sounds like someone must have tipped them off.
It does. Doesn't it?
Fix, we'll get to the bottom of it. No need to worry, okay?
Do I seem worried? Because I'm not. Cassandra made things pretty clear.
She did. So we're good. I can go.
You know what? Maybe I am getting too worked up. Not good for my heart. Go ahead, join your sister, and get out of here.
Okay. Great.
Oh, Allison, one more thing.
Yes, Felix? Ow!
There. Now we're good.
Fuck, what was that? Felix, what was in that syringe?
Allison!
Cass! Help!
You said you'd just fire her!
Oh, you're right, I forgot. Hey, Allison? I don't think this employment situation is working out. So I will be terminating your contract. Okay, babe? Cassandra, you are so right. This is why I need to keep you around. I can't be missing little details like that.
The desk.
Ah, yes, Cassandra. Yes. There is a big bottle label antidote right at the end of the desk there.
Allison.
But unfortunately, antidotes are a perk for use of employees only. And as Allison has now been fired, per your request, you would be going against me by grabbing it.
Cass, please.
You brought it here yourself. You knew what I meant when I told you she was getting fired. Hey, the good news is, you're getting that promotion you keep asking me about. Unless, of course, you don't want it anymore. Then by all means, grab it. It's right there.
Oh, fuck! I can't stay for this. I'm sorry.
Ooh, betrayed by your sister. That's gonna sing, huh? Eh, you don't need to worry about that for long.
Beginning autopsy on Allison Arkell. Her sister Cassandra insists that Allison collapsed from stress. I can't imagine that was the medical reason, so here we go. The fuck am I gonna do? Fuck! What if I'm stuck here without her? The only way out is through. No obvious signs of trauma on external inspection. Hold on. There is a small needle prick on the left side of the neck.
Well, let's see what's going on inside.
No, that's not good. We need to preserve the integrity of the body.
I'll begin with a Y incision along the chest so I can access the ribs.
No time, just hit the button.
Fuck! Ah! You're... Well, I guess I can cancel the autopsy.
Autopsy? Were you about to cut me open?
You were dead.
I am a little bit concerned about your medical background now.
Your heart hasn't been beating for hours. Are you questioning my judgment now?
I found a lot of your judgment questionable lately, so we can just add it to the list.
Okay. Let's just back up. How are you feeling?
Could be fucking better, thanks for asking. Also, very naked, except for this bracelet.
Huh. I'm not sure why I hadn't removed it yet. Maybe I had some small hope that we'd both get whisked back to our timeline where you'd be just fine. Here. Do you remember dying? Allison?
Yeah, I fucking do, okay?
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, you know me. Big on the talking and feelings.
Hey, you don't have to do anything.
You're damn fucking right I don't. Breathing is nice.
I'm a pretty big fan, too. I'm not really sure how you're breathing, but I am certainly glad that you are.
I'm mostly glad, too. Oh, fuck. The whole thing is just so fucked. I didn't want to die. I was so scared, and then I felt okay about it.
Was there a bright, warm light at the end of a tunnel?
Nah, none of that shit. Just an overwhelming feeling of acceptance. Sorry, to be clear, I'm very happy to be breathing again and would very much like to stay that way. I just feel like a loud alarm woke me from the best fucking nap.
I'm a little ashamed to admit, I was worried what you dying meant for me and if I was stuck here without you. What happened to you? Cassandra said you died of stress.
Huh. Well, that's one fucking way to put it. Felix thought I ratted him out. And, you know, needle in the neck and lights out.
Did you? You understandably were never a big fan of him.
Who the fuck knows? I came to it the Buissons. This other me could have done anything before that.
Everyone is so stressed out here. Like they think anyone and everyone is going to stab them in the back.
Well, to be fair, I did get stabbed in the neck. Fucking Cass. Fuck. Briggs, I think I owe you an apology about Asa.
Oh, really? Huh. You've sure changed after dying.
Do you want the apology or not?
I really, really do. Yes.
I'm not really going to hurt Asa. He's family. And we both love him. In different ways.
We're agreed on that point.
But this has to stop. I'm so tired. And I apparently got fucking assassinated. It's a bit much.
Well, I can't imagine that was any fun.
Well, waking up to you holding a blade over me sure wasn't.
I thought you were dead. Actually, I didn't just think you were dead. I'm quite sure you were dead. You know what? That is totally beside the point. You're right. This needs to stop. I think the best thing we can do is go find Asa.
Agreed. Let's go find that little piece of friendship whom we both love very much. Any guesses where we should look?
How about a bar?
As good a guess as any.
Ow!
Sorry, apologies.
Stop apologizing and just get off me. That was a tiny closet. Next time, we're hiding somewhere with more room.
That was so fascinating.
Why didn't she die?
Oh, she did. I can't say for sure without running a probably rather frowned upon experiment, but because she was still wearing the bracelet, I suspect the version of Allison from our timeline was restored. It's certainly not impossible for us to die in the wrong timeline, but with a little bit of luck and a time warble at just the right moment.
Again?
Shh. I didn't do that one.
This might be the worst idea you've ever had.
I appreciate the input.
I'd like to add my input as well, that an alliance with the enemy is generally a bad idea.
Well, Gib agrees with me at least.
Unfortunately.
Zaf, hold on. This is dangerous.
You think I don't know that? Duncan, this is a really stupid idea that I had that I'm dragging us all into. But sometimes you just gotta commit to your stupid idea because it's your only idea and see it through to the end, okay?
We can just come up with another plan. I'm sure there's something if we just take a beat and figure it out.
And there he goes.
We better keep up with him.
Oh my god. Zeph, wait up.
I will never get used to that.
Well, hopefully you won't have to.
Well, considering how things are going, I think I've doomed us to dealing with this forever.
I mean, we could just not.
Change the timelines. Why did I have to come up with this stupid idea?
No, it wasn't stupid. It's not exactly working well. At all. But it was a novel idea. And sometimes novel ideas run their course.
Everything is ruined, and it's because of my stupid idea. I can't believe I dragged all of us into this.
That's not true. You only dragged the two of them into this. I came willingly.
We'll just have to keep trying. I'll do it forever if I have to, whatever it takes. The only way out is through.
Hold on. There's that word again. Forever.
I can get it. I have to. Whatever time I have left living, I'll figure this out and make it better.
Hey, wait a second. I'm as stubborn as they get in committing to experiments, but sometimes you have to call it off. We've functionally been at it for the equivalent of a year. I don't think there's value in pouring more of our lives into this.
That's fine.
It is? Great. I have some ideas for an experimental cotton candy I've been itching to try.
Enjoy. I'll be carrying on by myself.
Asa, don't leave. Wait, I really can't advise going by yourself.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 5. The Only Way Out is Through. Featuring the voice talents of Kristen Bays as Cassandra, Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison, M-Zero Garcia as Major, Jack Kulk as Kalok, Caitlin Kleiman as Chris, Mark Zarakor as Fix, Kim Giannopoulos as Doc Briggs, TJ Briggs as Bernice, Edward Herman as Asa, Andrew Hackley as Dokken, Russell Gold as Zeph, Carissa M as Reyes, and Brendan North as Gib. Sensitivity reader Christine Chester. Written by Caitlin Kleiman. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Pride. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. All other music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Jillian Morgan. Assistant directed by Caitlin Kleiman and Adam Blandford. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCullough Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.